Amen. And now we will, it's time for all of our children to come forward for Kids Corner. And Sue Dockery will be leading them this morning.
Is this thing on? Oh, it is. Hello.
Good morning, everyone out there. There's a lot of big people here today. Look at that. Look out there. There's a lot of big people. Let's wave. Hi, big people. Have you ever noticed that when I ask kids to do something, you all do it better? You know. So good morning. And good morning to each of you. No? No?
I run faster.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe you run faster. What do you think you do better than all of them? What do you think you do better?
She's trying to think without getting in trouble.
Walk. She walks better than you, maybe walks longer or faster. What do you think you do better than everybody out there? Do you run fast? Yeah, do you? You run fast? How about you? Run fast. Sometimes I talk really fast. I do that better than most people, you think? Okay, well, this morning, I wanted to talk about something that most people think is impossible to do. Impossible means you can't possibly do it. There's no way. And that thing is to walk on water. How many of you have ever done that? You live here around the lake, and you go to the pool. Okay, Pastor says he's done it, and I don't believe you. Jamie walks on water constantly. Yeah. Well, I'm saying that I know of only two people ever in the history of the world that have walked on water. One of those was God in the form of Jesus. So he was a real man, and he walked on water. Does anybody else know who really ever walked on water? It was one of Jesus' friends named Peter. And he walked on water with Jesus. And it was still an impossible thing to do, but he did it. And I want you to kind of think about that today. And I had some thoughts about how Peter got to do that. Let me read to you real quick out of the Bible the part that says when he did that. I've got it here. It's out of Matthew, one of those New Testament books in the Bible. Okay. It says, Jesus made the disciples get into a boat and go on ahead of him to the other side of this big water. And he went up into the mountains to pray. I think he was at that time where he just wanted to be alone. And so he put all his guys in a boat, said, see you later, and he went up on the mountain. So he started praying, and it got really late, and the guys in the boat were, they were in a big wind kind of storm. And he finally got around to going down and checking on his friends in the boat. And so how was he going to get there? They had already gone out into the middle of the water without him. So he decided he would just walk across the water because as God, he can do that, can't he? So he just went walking across the water. It was no big deal for him. When he got close to the boat, his disciples started just going, oh my gosh, what is that? Because you know, and I know, people don't walk on water. So they thought it was a ghost. And finally Peter said, if you're not a ghost, I don't know what you are, then you call me out there with you and I'll come see that you're Jesus. And so Jesus said, okay, Peter, come on out in the water, come across to me, you can do it. And Peter stepped out of that boat and was walking right across that water, even though it was impossible, until he got scared. And when he got scared, he started to what? What did he do? He started to sink down into the water. And Jesus had to reach out and grab him and take him onto the boat. Now, Peter was doing what was impossible because Jesus had told him he could. So that's one thing to keep in mind. You can do impossible things with Jesus. You can hang upside down even. Look at that. Isn't that awesome? then you can also do those impossible things until you get all worried and scared. And when you get all worried and scared, whose hand should you grab out and hold? Who did Peter reach out for? Yeah, it was Jesus. Again, the right answer, guys, is always, it's going to be Jesus. Okay, yeah. The right answer is always that way, isn't it? And then, even though it's impossible, would Peter have ever gotten to be the only other human being that ever walked on water if he hadn't gotten out of the boat? No, he wouldn't have. All the rest of the disciples sat in that boat and didn't even try. So you have to try. If Jesus says you can do it, you can, but only if you give it a try. Okay? Let's bow our heads and have a little prayer, and then I'll give you the cups to go back and gather change for missions. Let's bow our heads. Jesus, thank you for giving us chances to do what is impossible if you want us to. We just can hold on to your hand, and we know we can do it all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And as the children circulate with their cups to collect for missions to feed Jeremiah, our big fish down here, we will sing our song of praise, Come Christians Join to Sing, number 158.